I remember you having a nose ring.
When I was an intern, I did.
That's what I remember. Did you already put this out on Twitter?
Are you ready? Are we going to start this? Are we recording?
It started, baby.
It started. It started. You guys, these end up being the craziest podcasts or the worst podcasts or the best podcasts. I'm not sure which. But Chick and I both cried before.
Hey, this is...
Before we turned the mics on.
This is like...
And not at each other.
Or not about anything, unlike the past. Not involving anything...
Yeah, but nothing between each other.
Between
We've just
us.
Got our own struggles going
we
on.
We have our own significant... And there are parts of our struggles that intersect, but nothing...
Right, but like nothing like...
You guys are
I
thinking.
Hate you, you hate me.
Right, I think that's clear. We both hate each other. That,
yeah.
That's
obvious.
Clear.
Yeah, that's obvious.
I didn't even turn the mic off when I cleared my throat there.
You know what? Fuck it. It's a podcast.
That's the thing.
You do what you want.
Did I update you? I don't think I have enough vodka in my... Did you get more vodka? Did you get more vodka?
No, I didn't, actually.
So I drank all that? But I have a lot of tea.
Surprisingly, there wasn't a lot of vodka in that bottle to begin with. Do you do vodka and iced tea often?
No.
Oh. Is this new?
Today. I don't think I've ever had vodka and iced tea, and I can't taste the vodka in my iced tea. Well, but that's my vodka slogan. Chick's vodka. When you don't want to taste anything, but...
Whatever you're mixing.
Whatever you're mixing it with.
Yeah.
I don't want to taste
this
vodka.
This might be the Chick's...
Iced
this
tea.
Might... We've been messing around trying to find a recipe for the Chick's cocktail.
Oh, hey, there it is.
There it is. The Chick's cocktail. Maybe the Chick's cocktail is Starbucks black iced tea, no water, sweetened with Chick's vodka.
Ooh.
Maybe. I don't know. What
is
do you think?
Vodka and iced tea, that's got to be an existing drink already.
Right?
I would think. Oh,
I think that's called the drunk caramel mom.
A caramel is a very, yes.
Oh, sorry. Drunk.
Snooty.
Yeah, what do you want to say? Where was it when you were growing up?
Upper Arlington.
Upper Arlington.
Guess who grew up in Upper Arlington?
Mm.
The Nicholases. That's right. Jack Nicklaus's mom and dad.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The Golden Bear, the Upper Arlington Golden Bears.
Really?
That it's. I don't know how it is now, but when I was a kid, Upper Arlington, a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, was very affluent and very. There were two. There were Upper Arlington, and then there was Bexley.
Ooh.
But Bexley was called, and this is no disrespect. Bexley was called Little Israel.
No kidding.
By people who lived there and people who didn't live there. I don't know why they didn't go with. Little
really?
Israel instead of Bexley, yeah. But they were both very, very affluent areas of Columbus, Ohio.
We didn't, I don't think, like, well,
you
in
guys
our
had Carmel,
county,
right? You had Carmel.
Well,
no.
There's Carmel. We live in central Indiana, so yeah, so it was just broke down into which side of town you lived on.
Right.
And I lived on the east side of town.
So it was Schildermeyer, right?
That's the neighborhood. It was a big deal if you lived in Schildermeyer when I was a kid, but that's a neighborhood. But... Actually, now parts of Geist come into Hancock County. Like when you go
yeah.
north, yeah,
you're exactly right. Yeah,
yeah.
Like
so,
what is that there?
Fortville. Yeah,
I was going to go Fort McHenry.
No,
Fortville.
Yeah,
and there's something else over there.
McCordsville.
McCordsville. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, McCordsville and Fortville.
Fort McHenry, Fortville, and McCordsville.
There you go. That's like a Jess sentence if there ever was one.
I'm turning into you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
so there's parts of that. And I know that like, so I live in Hancock County and there's Greenfield, Eastern, New Powell, McCordsville, Fortville, part of maybe Triton. I don't know if Triton is in that area. I don't know.
Is Triton a nicer part though? Or is it just?
No, Triton's just another school. But I don't think it's, I think that's actually in Shelby County. I don't know.
I think everybody grew up with that part of town that,
mm-hmm.
oh, their shit don't stink over and such and such.
And I think it was us, because I can't think of what
well,
other.
Well, you were a townie, right? New Powell might have been the Snootyville, right?
I think it was, because it was when we would go to basketball games, and you know how teams yell things back and forth at each
right.
other. We would yell, Greenfield Dirties. You know, that's what you would do.
Greenfield Dirties.
We were very creative.
Greenfield Dirt. I did not know about Greenfield Dirties, but I can.
And they would yell back, "New pal preppies."
Oh.
Yeah.
Bexley was in our football league.
Right.
And London was very much a working class, white trash. Seriously, it really was.
I don't think that you should use working class and white trash in the same.
Less than affluent, I guess.
Do you want to say blue collar?
I want to say blue collar. I guess working, white trash and working class, it's already out of my mouth, isn't it?
But it's not the same.
No, it's not the same. I don't mean, you know, I'm white trash. That's why I say that, I guess.
Or I don't.
Maybe I'm not anymore.
Here's the thing. No, I mean, if you feel like that's where you came from, but, and I don't, I think that you feel like you're white trash because of the people that you're surrounded by now, but you came from a family where your mother and father always had a job, always worked, and always had an income. Correct?
Well, that's true. We moved around a lot.
You moved around a lot, but that didn't change the fact that they got up and went to work every day.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
So if you have anything to be grateful for to your parents, it's probably your work ethic.
We just put out on Twitter what questions you want to ask. You said what questions
I
have
did,
you
so
always...
Now you don't get to read them. Get off Twitter. Get off of it. Shut it down.
So anyway, you
shut
said
down your Twitter.
Greenfield Dirties, right?
That's what we said.
Bexley was in our football, and our chant was, "I'd rather be a raindrop than a Jew at Bexley High." It was horrible.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
I don't know.
That's not even clever. That's terrible.
It was awful. And I'm having to choke because of it. But that, you know, that was then, this is now.
Someone just gave you a pat on the back and said, "Drove home from Cincy and then a podcast, what dedication."
That's me. That's me.
McSquirrely bits.
Go from work to doing something I love.
Let's do this. In the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now mama, what's up? I know that you're a schemer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this. Put down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I get you something nice, something.
Hi everybody, welcome back to the Off the Air podcast.
So big and
we are
so
indeed off the air.
Up in the mud house, over in the club, getting crumb, bling, bling, I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you
we get a lot of tweets. What song is this? Who does it? It's Bob Schneider from the album The Californian. It's called Mutt House.
Ain't got no dough. All God's my body.
That's what we need. We need dough.
This is going to be the fun podcast if it kills us. You're damn right. Sons of bitches trying to kill me. I tell you what.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill me.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill all of us.
Club jeans on and my car's in a ditch. Ain't that a bitch? My shoes in the garage and my socks are crew. I got my hands slick back so I can check out shoes. Got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot, make sweet love to it all night.
Okay, welcome back to the Off the Air podcast. Thank you. Download and also brought to you, of course, by Chick's Vodka, the vodka to have when you don't give a shit about what vodka you're having. No, it's good vodka. You've had it. It's wonderful vodka, right?
A little bit of water. I'm having a great time right
there,
now.
There, see?
When I ordered a Starbucks before I came to the studio, I didn't anticipate us mixing it.
Well, you didn't, but...
I mixed it. I had water.
You just got... you.
I had
you
a
got,
venti ice water, and I got you a black iced tea.
You got me a black iced tea, no water, and you sweetened. got a thing of water.
I got a thing of water because I try to drink a gallon of water a day.
All right.
It's good for my well-being. You know how I get if I get dehydrated? This isn't a lie, is it?
No, it's...
It's ugly.
I want to say frightening.
It is.
It can veer into...
It's good for my skin. It's good for my kidneys.
Speaking of your skin... Oh, speaking of my throat, real quick.
Go.
We finally decided what's wrong with my throat and what's been wrong with my throat.
You went to a specialist.
I went to an ear, nose, and throat guy, Dr. Hackett. He's the best. And
that's funny.
If you can't hack it, go see Dr. Hackett. No, that's not.
I don't like it.
No, that's not. Anyway, he had this thing on his, like a little miner's just the light, not the helmet, but it was like a strap thing on his on his head. And off of that came the light, and also off of that, he also had a battery pack on his belt, and the wire ran down the back. And he had a this wand type thing that was semi rigid. It wasn't like a magician's magic wand, but it was kind of. It was a little less rigid than
a wand.
Was
it telescopic? Was he able to, like, after the appointment, did he go click, 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 click?
No, that would have been cool, though.
I know.
Let me tell you something. Click, 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 click. No, he put this numbing spray down my throat. And all of a sudden. I couldn't feel the back of my throat.
Uh-huh. And what was your first thought?
Something that would ease fellatio for millions of women all across the country.
Is it really what you thought?
Initially, exactly what I thought.
And you have no idea what fellatio is like.
And I don't know if that the part of you, the dick hitting you in the back of the throat, if that's the... You know what Louis C.K. says about this?
I don't... Here's the thing.
He goes...
I don't know, but I love him.
He goes, you know what?
I have a huge crush on him.
I don't know. He goes, I don't care how many dicks you sucked. I see in my eye when someone's getting ready to suck a dick, they grab it and they look at it and they go, okay. All right.
Here we go.
He shakes a finger. Here, I'm going to suck you. Here we go. I can't recommend Louis highly enough, any of his specials. They're great.
Here's the thing.
But anyway, hang on. So he takes this little thing. He shoves it in my nostril.
Your nostril.
And it goes down. Evidently, this is all hooked together. It goes down my nostril.
You mean there's a reason that there's an ear, nose, and throat doctor?
Yes.
Like they're all connected?
It's not ear, nose, ankle.
No, it's not.
So he shoves it down, and I don't feel anything. And he goes, say E for me.
E.
And I go, E. And he goes, And he goes, no nodes.
No nodes.
No nodes. No cancer. You've got
what you got?
The most reflux I've ever acid reflux I've ever seen in the back of a throat. Okay, he might not have said that part, but he goes a
lot. But you felt like it.
A lot of acid reflux.
It's the most acid reflux you've ever known.
So to me, it's my most. It's my record. Mm-hmm. So I'm on all kinds of acid reflux medicine. And
what did I say when you texted me all that?
You said it was acid reflux.
No, I didn't.
No, what did you say?
I said. They said no caffeine.
I'm not supposed to have, the list of food that I can't have is...
Everything you love.
Staggering. Yeah. So that's not going to happen.
I said we need to find a natural way to treat this.
Oh, we need to find an herb, yes.
I didn't say an herb. I said a natural way to treat this.
Well, it's going to be an herb, right?
I don't know.
Maybe some steam?
Some steam?
Get some steam?
I don't know. What about you have a diffuser. Have you been
I've got a great diffuser.
Have you Googled oils that are good for acid reflux that you could breathe through the night that would help you?
Is there?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Okay. What were you going to tell me? We stopped on you.
So I have this.
Skin disease.
No. We're talking about Louie.
I'm going to suck you. Okay. Go ahead.
So I have a huge crush on him because I have my first boyfriend.
I thought you met him. Didn't you meet him here one morning?
No, I've never met him.
Oh, my God. The look on your face.
I don't want to talk about it. We've seen him at...
We saw him at...
The Music Mill. The Music Mill.
Which is now the Tap or District Tap or something.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure they have a bowl or something. But it's... We've met a lot of people come through here and working in this building.
Did you meet Pauly Shore? Yeah,
I didn't because I thought it would ruin. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it would ruin it. Yeah, but if I saw Louis, I'm afraid of what I would do.
Is that right?
I am.
You might attack him physically.
I might jump. I might jump him, wrap my arms around him and my legs around his torso, and just
not ever let go.
Start making out with him.
Right there.
I don't know why I have such a crush on him, but I don't
either.
I don't know. We'll see.
He's an interesting looking fellow. I think he could be described as very normal looking.
I like normal looking. I don't like abnormal looking. I don't like odd looking. What do you think? No?
Well, maybe we can get him on the podcast. You don't know. He's a buddy of a buddy of mine.
Who's the buddy of the buddy?
I think Bobcat probably.
Well, absolutely.
Bobcat, yeah. what did I put up on Instagram? And it was so funny, and I really liked it. And Bobcat put on Instagram that he liked it, and it really tickled me. I don't have time to look.
It's okay. So do you want to start taking questions? I asked the Twitterverse.
Well, why can't I ask Twitter what questions you want to ask?
I posed the question.
I want to ask you.
Because we talk about me all the time. Let's talk about you.
What about basketball? Did you watch basketball over the weekend?
No, but I do know that at my house, I'm in the lead.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Do you have North Carolina and Villanova?
No.
You have North Carolina?
No, I have Villanova.
See, I like Villanova tonight. We're recording this Monday afternoon at like 1 o'clock.
So
Monday the 4th. So we don't know what's going to happen.
So every year, I'm either going to pick... Look, what socks do I have on?
You have your Xavier socks.
Xavier, Zaga, or Villanova. Because I like saying them. That's the only reason. But every year, one of those teams is going to win. Well, I had Gonzaga winning tonight, but winning against Villanova. So I have Villanova in the game tonight.
Got it. See, that's where I don't understand how points are kept. As far as a bracket goes, I guess it's weighted. You get so many points for a first round win, second, so many points for a second round win, and so on.
Right.
So,
the baby only has 14 points, I think. He had Hawaii winning because he likes to say Hawaii.
He's a dumb baby.
Dumb baby. So, I'm going to start with questions. Are you ready?
I guess.
And I'm not editing.
Can I lie?
You can lie. You can lie like a
motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. Chick almost never talks about Bob. Is there a reason for that?
Wow. I would have saved that question for last.
Oh, I should have saved that question.
So I can get up and walk out.
Right out of the gate. Let's do it.
Well, I'm going to answer that as honestly as I can. Well, no, I think I can answer it honestly.
I think, why not?
Bob and I are as close as brothers, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd say you're both pretty private people. And so we're both
both very private. And whether I've seen Bob or not since he's retired, and he did retire, or whether I've not seen him, if I've spoken to him, if I've talked with him about what's going on, that's our business. Mm-hmm. But, you know, make no mistake, I mean, you don't work with someone that long and not miss him and just miss his presence. And it reminded me of a sports team. It's not the games. It's not the on-air stuff that we did. And God knows there was a bunch of, you know, where's your Buccaneers, Bob, under your...
Oh, you guys had a ton of that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Under your bucking hat. I mean, I'll always miss, and it's stupid and silly, and I'll miss that. That's the private. But I'll miss the, you know, during the commercials and the stuff we laughed about and the silly things and the apples he ate. And, you know, I mean, but as Jess is, since she's come into my life, she's told me that there are some things that are private and there are some things that are mine, and that's okay. You don't have to share them with everybody you see. And that doesn't make them any more real. It's because you're sharing them with someone.
I also told you your privates are private.
And my privates are private. And to stop showing them to strangers. And I agree. And not only did I agree, but the officer agreed.
Yeah.
But
lessons learned.
That's the name of that right there.
And, there you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered stand-up in a storytelling format? You are so good at... In my opinion,
I'm
in
not,
my observation,
though.
you're very good at crowd play. No, I'm saying you're very good at
I mean, there are nights.
Interacting.
Sure, there are nights, And there's a feeling I get, and there are,
But as much as you want to write a movie or a play, why wouldn't you start with your story?
I think... I think I'm scared of what it would bring up and what I would remember and what...
What you've been trying not to remember, maybe?
I think so. I mean, because I'm sure there's stuff that went on.
Sure.
That I've tried to
everything you remember, imagine what you forgot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. But I cheated, saw one of the questions. Did my mom and dad do anything positive?
What was your happy memory? I thought that was a good segue.
Oh.
Thanks. So out, so you tell a lot of you tell a lot of stories about your parents that are that right. are that that have a have a
end up
have
in,
a funny but it has
end up
obviously
in horseplay.
Yeah, obviously a very negative
no I was
undertone but
no, and,
but
and,
what are your favorite memories of your like your fav a happy memory of your parents?
We would be sitting on the porch and my dad and I would play cars. We'd called it cars, and he said, which direction do you want, left or right? And I go, right. So whoever had the most cars going right
won.
Would win, or whoever had the most cars, whichever direction you took, and we'd count cars and talk. And we did that for, you know, on a summer evening.
Just whenever.
Yeah, and we'd talk, and he'd smoke his Camels. And
mm-hmm.
and my mom always took me on Good Friday. I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, but every year on Good Friday, she would have to go get her food handler's permit for the state of Ohio.
Because that's when it...
Friday, and that's when it expired, and
right.
Friday was the only day she could take off because she got Good Friday off, and by God, she showed up to work, just like you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go
to... So to work in fast food in the state of Ohio, you have to have... At that time, you had to have a food handler's permit.
You had to have a food handler's permit. I think the big thing was tuberculosis or something that they wanted to make sure that...
That makes sense.
You know, she wasn't...
Right. No TB.
Handling food and then
right.
passing all of her disease on to... And I tried to tell him that none of her diseases that she can pass on are physical. So there's nothing. But no, we would go to Columbus, 25 miles away, with my grandmother, my dad's mom, who they both worked at the same place, and they would both get their food handler's permit, and I'd get to go to what was the name of that mall? I want to say Westland, but I don't think that's right because that was. It was on the west side, off Broad Street. Somebody will tweet me this when they hear this. It was in the late 60s. There was an Isley's cafeteria there that we would eat at, and then I would go to...
Is Isley's like MCL?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Only.
I love MCL.
Their backbone was ice cream more, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And, but they had all the foods and everything. And I would get a toy. And I could hear my grandmother giggle. And
you love that noise, right?
Yeah.
And that was your dad's mom?
That was my dad's. That was my dad's mom, yeah.
Yeah. And her...
She passed
Helena?
Away in...
Helena? How did she say it?
We said Helena. We always
yeah, Helena.
Did. And I never called her grandmother. I called her Helena.
Helena?
I don't know why.
Helena or Lena?
We never did. My kids all do Mamaw and Papaw. And we never, it was Grandpa and Grandma.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah. And they call, and my dad is a very formal person. I know it's hard to believe considering who I am, but my dad's a very formal person. And he signs my kids' birthday cards, Grandfather David. Okay. My children call him
yes.
Papaw Tony.
Mm-hmm.
His middle name's not Anthony. Nobody. I mean, like, we have a great uncle named Anthony, and that's it. But they call my dad Papaw Tony.
It happened when they were itty-bitty.
Very little.
Itty-bitty.
Very, very, very little. Yeah. Yeah.
So, it wasn't all bad growing up. What are you humming about?
I'm just looking. I'm just humming.
There's got to be.
Is there ever going to be a list of people that Chick just doesn't ever want on the show anymore? Because I feel like he's tired of the same people that I am. Are you ever going to publicly make a list?
Boy, I don't know if this is. I don't know if this is.
You could just say you're not going to make it public, but yeah, you have a list of people.
No, I definitely do, and I'm yeah, but. How do I put this? I don't know how it would be constructive that I told you who
that.
Those people are.
Sure, I don't blame you.
But I assure you that they are
the same ones everybody else is tired of.
But I base it on
personal experience more probably than on air.
Well, and on air, their presentation hasn't changed much in
25
years.
Sure. That's fair. That's
Is
enough
that
said.
Fair?
I think that's,
Is that fair?
I think that's completely fair.
Or some people, which I decided today, some people are just outright rude.
Sure.
And I don't care what you do for a living.
Uh-huh.
If you're a stand-up comedian, if you
an on-air personality,
if
you wait tables,
if you're a mason, if you're if you pump gas, if you're an Uber driver.
Babe, nobody pumps gas anymore.
Oh, that's right. Nobody does pump gas
anymore. Wait. There's states where you can't pump your own gas.
Oregon and New Jersey.
Is that true?
Drew Hastings and I were in Oregon. And Drew's not on the list. Drew's closer to me than my brother. I love Drew. And
I have no brothers.
He's having some trouble right now. And we'll get on the other side of this. And I'm very worried about Drew, actually. And we need to talk to him on the podcast. My point is, we went to Oregon on some gig. And we were a comedy show stop. And we got out of the car. It's me and Drew in this rental car, if you can imagine that, driving across Oregon, and we pull into a gas station, and we didn't know that the gas station didn't allow you to pump.
The gas station. It's legal. It's legally state law,
right.
Yeah.
So we didn't know that when we put it. Looks like a regular, and by regular, I mean gas stations I'm used to.
You don't mean diesel.
Right. And so we pull in, and the first thing you notice are everything looks the same. It's like it looks like a self-serve pump.
Sure.
But out of the corner of your eye, you can see these five or six people.
Were they in uniforms?
Matching khaki pants, matching shirts.
Oh, like maybe if they were changing your oil.
Standing around talking, and then one of them breaks off from and starts making his way to our car.
Mm-hmm.
So Drew was driving, so he gets out of the car, and Drew starts to go over to pump the gas. And the guy, excuse me, sir, in Oregon, you're not – they're obviously used to it, too.
Right.
In Oregon, you're not allowed to pump your gas. He said a couple numbers, state code, blah, blah, blah. And Drew goes, that's an outrage. And he goes, no, what you do is you leave your – get a load of this.
Okay, go.
You leave your credit card on the seat.
Kind of like when you go to Costco and you have to put your card before your groceries.
Sure, but then he goes, what most people do, because he can tell –
sure.
And I'm just standing back watching everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Put your credit card on the seat, then go inside, have some snacks, use the bathroom. When you come back out, the receipt and your credit card for your gas will be on your driver's seat.
Okay. I know that probably made Drew crazy, but knowing you, that was the best thing you probably heard all weekend.
I said, this should be national law. This is incredible.
Yes.
But Drew's going, I'm not letting my credit card out of sight. Are you insane? You know, and he's got me as the audience, so he's camping it up
right.
a little bit.
Sure, and sure, sure.
I couldn't believe it, but that's what they expect. So
but
then,
you would love that.
I'd love that. I'd do it Chick anyway,
loves,
and apparently it's
Chick
illegal.
Loves paying for convenience.
I absolutely would pay for convenience.
No, you do. You love paying for convenience.
I do. I'll pay a little more.
If you could pay someone to check into hotels for you, and I know this is an ongoing joke,
but it's
very serious.
Did I tell you what happened last time?
Yes, you did. But it was a little bit your fault. You had your key in backwards.
It was a lot my fault.
It was a lot your fault, but you had to keep face. I understand. I understand.
You stick to your story, right?
I stick to your story.
Once you've gone down to the front desk and...
How many times?
Once, and then I called.
And then you called.
When you look at the guy and go, this is an outrage, you don't go back down and you say, first of all, I've rethought about the definition of the word outrage. And secondly, I had the key in backwards. Stuff like that.
Right, right.
So then, did I tell you this? People checked in after I was the first one to check in.
Mm-hmm.
So then somebody else checks in and they go, oh, is anybody else from our party checked in? And they go, the guy goes, yeah. Mr. McGee checked in.
No way.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I try so hard to do better. That and talking to people on the phone are my last two hurdles.
I know. Those are your last two hurdles.
They really are.
Sure.
I'm serious. Did I answer the question?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I know we're still not naming names, but I don't know where you are right now in this moment, so maybe you'll name a name.
Okay.
So I'm just going to ask, and then you can decide not to. Mm-hmm. Or you can maybe give initials.
Okay.
If you want to give initials. Abby asked, who is the comedian you truly dislike as a person, but you've never said so?
Yeah, once again, I don't want to name names.
Uh-huh.
Because
you don't have to. I'm just reading
the questions. No, I mean... I'm sure this gentleman I'm thinking of has a daughter, and, you know, that's her dad.
But
so,
however, in knowing who you're thinking of, we talked about someone before we were off the air.
No, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And that's even more infuriating to me than what you're talking about. I don't know when you and I decided that we hated the person that was on the Big Show this morning.
Hate is strong, but dislike.
Dislike, but agitated. Irritated.
See, here's what I don't want to happen. I want this. The reason I don't want to give this any more light is that I don't want it to.
Because when it comes back, you'll feel bad.
No, I won't.
Oh, you won't?
No, this person I'm talking about will use this as, well, hey, let's do our podcast together then. I'm like, no, that's not
Hey, why don't
happen.
You tell everybody that he has a podcast?
Or maybe he doesn't have a podcast. I don't know. Oh, God, what is that?
Oh, my gosh, is that a hawker?
Yeah.
Charles Marie.
It just came out of my throat.
Ew.
Hi, welcome to Off the Air Podcast.
What color's your underwear?
Right now?
Yeah.
Gray?
Gray?
It's new. I'm on the Saks underwear, and I'm on the Merino wool train.
S-A-X?
S-A-X-X.
X. Yeah, for your protection. Oh, double X for your protection. It's gray. It's a heather gray. Heather gray.
And I've got my super skinny jeans on, too. These are brand new.
That's exciting. For your super skinny legs?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Do these have the one?
No. Are they lucky jeans? Lucky you. You sick son of a bitch. Zip up your pants.
Okay, sorry.
All-time favorite players from the Cowboys.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Tell me your all-time favorite player that played for the Cowboys. Just say it. Don't be a wiener. Go.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Just answer it. You know, I know how much you know football. And as much as you hate the Cowboys, as much as you love the Redskins.
There's certainly no Cowboys now that I would put.
Not right now, but all time. Like growing up, who
you know what you
the
gotta,
best cowboy of all time.
You gotta like Staubach. I mean he
okay.
You know.
Okay.
I understand that.
You get it?
Tony Dorsett.
Okay.
Drew Pearson, because Drew Pearson started, I think, the 88 club for the Cowboys, and he was Joe Theismann's wide receiver in high school.
In high school?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you feel about best on the Eagles?
Eagles?
Yeah, how do you feel about the Eagles?
Eagles can, I'm going to suck you. No, Eagles. Keith Byers, probably. I liked him when he was at Ohio State. It was a great running back. Great running back. Chris Carter, when he was an Eagle.
Okay.
I love Chris Carter.
Okay.
Chris Carter and I had kind of the same coach. Go ahead.
Okay, and then we're gonna and then the Giants. Give
I
me
have
your
no
best
favorite Giants.
Giants. You have no favorite Giants.
If they started.
Nothing. Liar.
Picture a bus.
Give me one name.
Full of Giants.
One name.
Pepper Johnson.
You're going to go Pepper Johnson?
Probably, because I like his name. He's a black guy with a nickname Pepper.
Pepper?
That's badass. You like it? I like it. That's my buddy Smokey.
Speaking of names.
Yeah.
So I went on vacation with my children last week. That's why we didn't have a podcast.
With my second favorite adult woman, I think.
Yeah, my best friend Jessie.
Right there in the top five.
My best friend Jessie.
Because my daughters are both adult women. I don't know if I've said that.
That's okay. Your daughters and then Jessie and Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
And so she and I went on vacation together. She and I, in a condo, seven children. Ranging from age 14 to 2.5.
I can't imagine how you made it out alive.
We did fine. Keep in mind, Jesse and I have known each other since we were 5. If you can't get along with someone who you've known, listen to the thing. You've known each other since you were 5. Your parents dated. They got married. They got divorced. You remained best friends. If you can't vacation
that's
with someone like that, then...
That's kind of a best friend. That's a go to the bathroom in front of a best friend. That's...
Yeah, and you know I don't like to go to the bathroom in front of anybody.
That's hardcore.
That's I closed, locked the door. I don't care if I birthed you or not. You're not coming in here while I'm peeing.
That's hardcore friendship.
So we are hardcore friendship. Like, so we went on vacation together. 12 hours in the car to Florida. 12 hours back in the car to Florida. I'm grateful for what wonderful travelers my children are. My children are amazing travelers. They get it from me. When you're in the car, what do you do when you're in the car?
You sleep. You hit the rack.
The baby doesn't sleep in the car. The baby doesn't sleep in the car.
Did the baby keep the bigger babies up?
No, the baby didn't. No, my kids are like, man, you can talk all you want, kid. You can cry all you want. We're sleeping.
I'm going into the time machine. It's going to be 2 hours later.
Right, they're not worried about it.
Yeah.
The baby... It became such, like, I had lost my mind to the point that I was like, you know what? We're just going to write it down. We're going to live. So I got out my little, I like grid paper, so I keep a pad of grid paper in my purse. Mm-hmm. I just like it because you can write each individual letter in each square. It's even. I like it like that.
Any psychiatrist listening?
Okay, mind your business. So awake for 14 minutes, asleep for 12.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say awake, I mean cried for 14 minutes, awake for 12, cried for 8 minutes, slept for 22, cried for, I mean, like, this is what we did for 3 hours.
How long? It was like 10 hours? What was it? 12?
The drive was 12 hours. To the point that I pulled over somewhere. I don't even know where I pulled over at some point. Pulled over, and I was like, dude, are you even awake? Like, we need, like, you're killing my soul. What are we going to do? And he was like, I just want a honey bun. And I was like, done. Done. We're going to go in this gas station. You're going to get whatever the hell you want. And then I'm going to turn on Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, and we're going to be money. Music.
He loves Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, so that's what he did. It was a long trip. I'm not going to lie. It was a long, long drive. Long, long drive. But overall, the first time he'd seen the ocean. So that was
cool.
Exciting.
Did he,
yeah.
I mean, did he like say...
He loved chasing the birds. Lost his mind. Just wanted to chase. Just like literally thought he was going to catch a bird.
So there's no real difference between him and either of my dogs. Other than my dogs can't talk.
Right. And he talks really well for being his.
I think so. I'm going to tweet out what questions you want to ask Jess.
No.
Well, it's too late.
If OTA is all about the real chick and lovely Jess, should the show be done by Charles and not Chick?
No.
No?
Well.
Who calls you Charles other than anybody that I'm related to? Has anybody else ever called you Charles other than anybody in my family?
No.
No?
No.
My family's the only family.
And there's only three people that can get away with calling me Chicky. And I won't go, hey.
Max, Addie, and Joshy.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, Joshy is my brother.
Okay, I'm opening it for questions for you.
How did you get back to Indianapolis so fast after the Reds broadcast?
I went 90 mile an hour.
Do you really, really hate the Patriots and Tom Brady? Do you really?
No, absolutely not.
You never have.
No, I really, really hate the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Giants. I don't know. Okay. Who said that?
Steve. Steve said that.
Steve. Steve's lifting some weights. He's missing his weight belt. Who asked? Steve, where did he get the idea I hated the Patriots? That doesn't make any sense.
Do you have a favorite memory? It is. So
I already asked. I told you that.
No, we're not doing this. This is different. Oh. So we're officially in April, which is the month before the month of May.
Oh, I gotta mow my yard again.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Sorry.
So we are like we're basically April is pre-drinking for May. That's what we're doing. We're
True.
Preparing. We're gaining momentum. We're preparing for the month of May because the month of May in Indianapolis means IMS. It means the Indy 500. It means. We're getting our freak on, and we're opening up summer with the Indy 500.
Yep.
What is your best favorite memory at IMS on or off the air?
Well, last year was pretty good when we...
We kind of introduced the kids to IMS.
When Jess came
Gracie,
out for Card
Gracie, Sprinkle,
Day and
Jeffy. Well, that was all new.
And we turned the golf course in the middle of the speedway to a roller coaster.
That was
pretty good.
I don't think that I have
that
giggled and laughed
good.
So hard as an adult
I know,
as I
I've,
did when
I've,
we were.
I've never laughed that hard at the speedway.
No, we had a great time. But if you go back to when you guys were doing like interviews in the bus or in the trailer at IMS, do you have a really great memory of that? Were you guys ever in the snake pit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a snake pit.
Because the snake pit was on hiatus until last year or the year before, so that's back.
Well, it's been on hiatus longer than that. It scared the hell out of me. A dog and I went out there in a golf cart once,
yeah.
And things got a little hairy. So that wouldn't be a favorite memory. That would be a...
Not a favorite memory, but do you think you guys could do that again?
No, I'm sure we could.
I don't know.
And we were talking about last year doing the podcast one afternoon, like on Fast Friday or,
Fast Friday? The Friday before Carb Day?
The Friday before Thursday was Carb Day, but the Friday before now, the Friday that's Carb Day.
Right.
So, yeah.
I know, but do you think, I really, really, really... Like, and I don't mean this because I've grown up as a fan of Q as a young kid, but like getting those guys that I grew up listening to that I love so much back on the show or back on the podcast. Let's do it like that. I want to hear Ace and I want to hear Gunner and I want to hear Stuck and I want to hear, I want to hear all of them. I want him back. I want Mad Dog back. Like, let's do that. Let's recreate those early 90s experiences.
Well, sometimes when you go back, it's not the same.
But it's not bad because all of you are really great broadcasters and amazing on-air personalities. So if it's different, that's okay.
We can have a Q95 reunion.
Yes.
We could get What's-Her-Face to come back, Laura Steele.
Don't say What's-Her-Face.
I'm kidding.
I know you're being a butthead. Yes, Laura's killing it. She's counting down the 100 days up.
She's probably too busy to come by, I would think.
Maybe. No, I don't think she's too busy. She would come say hi to us. She's too sweet not to.
Yeah, we could look at that. We could talk about that off the air.
Liar. You're not even going to try.
What about me saying, yes, let's do it? It seems ingenuine.
Everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hardly think that's fair. But...
No, I'm not being fair now. Okay. Well, whatever.
Here's a question for me.
For you?
Was Chick ever on a TV station in Indianapolis doing the weather back in the 80s?
No.
I want to be a weatherman.
Oh, you did one time on as a joke, right?
Yeah, Channel 13, Bob Gregory was very mean to me.
He was. I bet. We saw Kevin.
Kevin was great. No,
Kevin's great.
I think Bob was, kind of.
Yeah.
Might have been in a bad mood. I don't know.
How badly does Mr. Obvious want to beat the hell out of Captain Obvious?
Yeah, I was watching that because that's Hotels.com has a spot in the O.J. Simpson thing on FX, and I've been watching that, binge watching that over the weekend. So Captain Obvious is very present in that, and I don't know where else could they have gotten that concept other than, I don't know.
What do you think?
What are you gonna
do? I know. It's but who's the best artist that you're listening to that we probably don't know about?
Oh, well, they know about Bob, right? Bob Schneider. I've got a Pete Yorn thing going on lately. That's a good idea. We should play a song from Pete Yorn so I can go to the bathroom.
Yes.
So we can keep
I was just going to say that. Do you see me shaking my leg?
So
I got to go.
So we can
I got to go.
Because we've been, what have we been doing? We've been talking. And you go ahead and do that, and I'll, this is Pete Yorn actually has a new, we talked about it on the last podcast, I think Pete has a new album out. It's called, I forget. Look it up on your iTunes, Pete Yorn's latest. But I'm going to go back to, I think this is impossible, but I think it might have been his first album. His new album is called Arranging Time. Pete Yorn's first album was called Music for the Morning After. And I can't believe this was his first album, but I think it was. Because every song on this album is fucking amazing. Let's try these two. We'll be back here in a little bit. This is Pete Yorn, Music for the Morning After. First you'll hear On Your Side, and then you'll hear Sleep Better, and we'll be back. This is the Off the Air Podcast, brought to you by Chicks Vodka.
There's some music you might not hear all the time, although he does have a new album out. That is Pete Yorn from his first ever album. Oh, hang on. It's called Music for the Morning After. So that is really that was really something to be the first. First album. Are you having popcorn there?
It's my favorite popcorn.
You having popcorn, Sissy?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look in here. I get requests for this a lot as far as songs I have that people hear, and I like to to be honest, not that it's safe, but I like to Instagram and Twitter on my way into work songs I'm listening to when I drive into work.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think that's, and it's kind of safe because all you're doing is taking a picture, and then you're not typing.
Right.
Technically. Although right. I've almost driven off the road and driven into people while taking a picture of my dashboard. So.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to look at a lot of do you have anybody you listen to that people might not know about? With the mic on?
Justin Bieber? Anybody know Justin Bieber?
Okay, I see. I understand. You know, this is a song, we won't play all of it, but this is a song that I don't know.
I have funeral songs that I don't think everybody knows.
Oh, I've got the last playlist. You want to hear my last playlist?
That's how it's labeled?
Yeah, it's called
the last playlist. No, I don't want to hear it. Oh, wait for it. Don't ruin it for me.
That's well played. Where is it? It was on here. Oh, there it is. Yep, there it is. Last playlist. There's some Beck. There's, okay, can't say that. All right, never mind. Never mind. Where was I?
Can I not know?
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
This is a song by The Odds, and I don't know. Let's look it up and see when it came out, because I don't know where I heard it, but it's just like always, ever since I've got my first iPod. Remember that when it took so long to, you had to download. Remember when you had to download your music onto your iPod from your computer? Remember that?
Hell. It was hell.
Jesus, it was horrible. This is a band called The Odds. They're from Canada. They broke up in 1999. Well, shit. From 1987 to 1999. New Odds and Odds Again. Oh, okay. So maybe there's some... but this is a song called... I don't remember what it's called. Oh, Someone Who's Cool. That's right. And I don't understand how this wasn't a hit.
You ready? And you're playing it at your funeral?
No. This isn't on my last, but we're off that now.
Oh, okay. I still have mine.
Are you going to play yours from your funeral?
No. I mean, I can.
No, I don't want you to.
Okay.
Okay. Right? Great song, right? Right?
Are you playing the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Natural selection. I've avoided all detection and the tender bits underneath. Now, do you recognize this song or just from being on my iPod? You recognize it?
I don't recognize it. That got me the gig. It
was the tear that got me the girl. My voice isn't up here. Okay, we get the idea. That's The Odds. And I was just thinking, there was a song I used to sing with my kids and with your kids, and both sets liked them very much. It was by the Clarks. Do you remember this? We called it the Trampoline Song.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clarks. They've got a bunch of good songs. Come Around Here is a great song.
I know this song.
Sherry, don't come around here. Don't come around here no more.
It's about drug abuse and people dying, actually.
Sherry, don't come around here.
Maybe I should put this on my
don't
last
Don't come
playlist.
Around here no more.
Is that how you plan on going out?
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Hooked up with a bad man at a good time.
Hooked up with a bad man at a good time.
Said she ran into a door.
Said she ran into a door. This is about spousal abuse, actually.
Left her by a thread. That's the reason why she don't come around here no more.
I've got like, I don't know, I'm going to say 60 gig of music on my computer.
You don't come around here.
I don't know what that means.
It's a
don't
lot of music.
Don't come around here no more.
Huey? Did you say Huey?
Huey don't come around here.
I think this is the drug
one. Don't come around here no more. Heard he had a drink with some old friends. Turned into three and four.
Yeah, three or four drinks.
Kept on going straight around that old.
That's the Clarks. So those are some of the Clarks and the Odds and Pete Yorn and.
We listened to a song
Bob
called
and,
New Shoes. Do you remember this song?
Don't tell me.
His initials are NP.
No, it's Paolo Nutini.
Oh, P-N.
P-N.
Yeah. Him. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. I remember
Yeah, I like
issues.
That's a good song. Max and Addie love that song. Halloween Head by Ryan Adams. That's a big,
oh,
that's
a good
big one from my kids.
I thought I had Paolo Nutini on here.
But Priscilla on AHN, it's called Dream. That's my funeral song.
Why?
I thought that's what we were doing.
Okay. I'll give you the... Is that the only funeral song you have?
No, I have a list.
Because I have a whole play. I have a whole playlist.
No. No. Well, you know, I have a couple songs, I guess, but I like that one the best.
This is on my funeral list.
Ooh.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'll play a little bit of it. You ready?
Ready, go. This is a good one.
It's a great song, right?
Yeah.
While looking out my window,
now that I'm dead,
I thought, how lucky could I be?
What's wrong with you?
Of all the guys in the world, you chose me.
And this
you
one.
You chose me.
It's on my funeral list.
You know why I hate this song?
You don't hate this song. That's the wrong word.
Song.
That's the wrong word.
No, I hate this song.
Why do you hate the first hit by the Jackson 5?
Because it's the first song on my playlist, so if I don't hit anything, it's the first song that plays.
Oh,
I hear it
yeah.
all the time.
Let me tell you now.
Rock and Robin.
Rock and Robin.
Oh, and then Bob.
This was our quite the collection.
This is our original. I think this. Didn't we think about using this for a theme for the podcast at one point?
If you're playing it at your funeral.
Well, now that you know it's a funeral song, yeah. I mean.
I love this popcorn. Okay.
Okay. So there's sad songs. Now I got to find our outro. What song do you want to go out with today?
Well, there's a couple of questions.
Oh,
didn't
okay.
you tweet out
oh.
questions for
oh,
me?
Oh, did I? Do I have? Do you have questions?
I thought you did.
I
no?
did. Questions you want to ask Jess but have not asked yet? Let me look. Let me go to Twitter and see what's going on. Should really mow the yard today. What am I going to do? does anybody want to come over and mow my lawn for free?
You don't have a, I thought you had a lawn guy.
We came to different.
If Jess were a tree, what kind of tree would she be?
Well, I'd be a weeping willow.
You would?
Yeah. I think, shut it up.
I would be a cherry blossom.
Really?
Shut up.
What? Why? You two are supposed to talk to me.
So, Jess, how long have you wanted to be Chick McGee?
What?
Is that a rude thing to say? Or are they being polite? Or are they just being an ass?
I don't know. Should I take that as a compliment? Or are they trying to get up in my grill?
I think it is not a compliment because he doesn't follow me. So it sounds like that's a hate question. No, you're right. I grew up listening to Chick, and I probably sound a lot like him sometimes. And
well, I think a lot of people can say that. I've been along.
At least I don't come on the show and repeat things he says. But
I've been around a long time.
Whatever.
Real quick, how's Addie doing?
She's good. We had a couple bumps on vacation, but she's all right. I saw somebody just said, how does Addie's condition affect your son? And I feel like we've always had this life, so this is who he is. But I know that while we were on vacation, I can only draw from the experience recently, I guess, is that, Addie had a really strange seizure that we'd never seen before. And it was, she literally looked like she was a vegetable. Like the time that it took for her to come back to baseline is what they call after a seizure. And she was what seemed like, I mean, she was just not responding, but what you could see in her eyes that she could hear us and she could squeeze our hand or whatever. And so Max tried to make a joke and she was able to laugh with like half her face. And it was like a Bell's palsy kind of thing
is what it
looked like.
Okay.
And so I witnessed this thing where Max laughed because he made her laugh and it made him happy. And he realized that I was relieved because she laughed. But it was like this spark between a brother and a sister that
you don't get to see all that.
I don't get to see very often because it's Max is in a very caregiver position. He doesn't get to be a big brother and he doesn't get to go, hey, you don't get to date my sister. Those are things that aren't going to happen. Max is going to be very much a caregiver and another parent to Addie probably for most of her life. And so for a split second, I saw, hey, if something happens and I'm not around, they have this connection. And it might not be a traditional brother-sister connection, but it's there. And I know that he'll step up to the plate and everything will be fine. I did not anticipate that happening.
Okay, that's nice. One last question. It's for Jess.
Yeah? Is it mean? I don't want any more mean questions.
Chick really is a big sweetheart, isn't he? Maybe you both could weigh in on that. Jason,
can I answer that one?
You can. Go right ahead.
No, actually, I have a question.
Oh.
Oh. Well, answer me. I'm a big sweetheart.
Well, no, goodness. You. I think I can put it best, Jess.
Yeah.
He absolutely can be.
He can be, but he is the yin and the yang to himself. And as big as a sweetheart as he can be.
And he can be a big one.
But he can be the biggest sweetheart. He can also be the biggest asshole you've ever met. And I'm not saying you've ever been that to me, necessarily.
Well, nobody can be a bigger asshole to me than me.
Well, and there you go.
There you go. See, there you go.
Yeah.
So here's my question.
Yes,
yeah,
Jason.
I want to hear it.
If I'm in Cincinnati and I go across the river, am I in a different state?
Did that happen? Yeah. I missed something. Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You can edit that out if you want.
Well, no, we don't edit out there.
We don't edit out anything.
Anymore. Oh, that's a lie. I used to edit stuff out all the time.
I know, to make us sound good.
This is on a card, though. I don't know how to edit that unless I go take it home and put it on. I got to mow the yard or something.
You ain't mowing it's 40 degrees outside.
Is it cold?
Wait,
oh, it is.
You mow your yard now?
Yeah.
That's what I said. He didn't. He used to not.
I like mowing the yard.
I got a new mower.
Ooh, what'd you get?
It's all electric. It is the best thing ever.
I got an all-electric trimmer that I'm in love
with. Like with a little cordless?
Yeah, the weed whip. I got an all-electric weed whip.
Zip it up.
I know one person who calls it the weed whip.
Well, it's not that she's the only one that says that. She insists that everyone says that. I think that's what probably.
No, this mower is the best. No gas, no oil. I just charge this little battery. It's like yay big.
And you go.
And you boop, go. 40 minutes. Don't even need all the 40.
No kidding.
Come May, I might when the grass is nice and tall. But
What brand is it?
It's called Ego.
Mm-hmm.
I think you go to like egopowerplus.com.
Yeah.
They just have a new, they had a new model, like the second generation just came out. It's the best. It's 21 inches.
Nice.
A lot of torque.
That sounds like the best.
Nice. A lot of torque, baby.
My question is, how much research went into this before the purchase was made?
Believe me, I knew about it last year.
Last year.
And listen, my first mower 17 years ago was a battery plug-it-in electric mower.
That's good. Our neighbors do it that way.
I've never bought one. I've never bought a gas mower. Mm-hmm. I've been given mowers in between the
and
two.
And you have neighbors that mow for
my
you.
My neighbor Fritz mows my yard most of the time just because he likes to do it and get out of the house.
You guys will not. Speaking of neighbors, I have really good neighbors, and they've always used an electric mower and they get it done. But guess what happened yesterday? I was closing the windows, so it's at dusk, closing the curtains in the house. And I see that these people have a dog, and I recognize the dog, but I don't recognize the people with the dog. So I think, oh, okay, maybe it's somebody else in the family. Because I think it's usually the child that walks the dog. Well, they're standing in the middle of my cul-de-sac, and the dog won't sit. And the husband, male, whatever, older one, knees the dog in the face.
Oh, what?
No.
And I scream first, and everybody in my house is like, what's wrong? I was like, that guy just need that dog. And I was like, what? And they're standing in the middle of the cul-de-sac. Mind you, there's five houses on our cul-de-sac. I mean, you're standing in the middle of the neighborhood. Then the dog won't sit down. And I see the woman kind of like smack the dog a little bit on the behind. And I'm like, well, okay. And I just keep watching. The dog won't sit again. Closed fist, punch the dog in the hind end. The dad did. So what do? Both fists start pounding on the window.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lost my mind pounding on the window. I see you! I see you! And I've never seen a woman so embarrassed in her life took off down the street.
Without the husband?
No, both of them. They both took off. He acted like an asshole, like he didn't care.
Right.
She was mortified, as she should
be. Do they live in your neighborhood?
Yes, they do. And when I see their son walking the dog next time, I'm going to roll down my window and be like, hey, I don't know where you were Sunday, but your parents were dicks to the dog.
Man, you can't do that.
No.
You can't do that to anybody, let alone a dog.
No. I was shocked. I didn't even, I'm still, like, I walked around for the rest of the day.
I see your face getting red.
And Max was like, are you that? I said, yes, I'm mad. I was like, I want to, like, I waited, too. Mm-hmm. I stood in front of the window and I was like, I'm going to see if they come back around. They're not going to come down to this cul-de-sac again. I bet you that. Oh, I was so mad. Still, obviously, I still am
a little
upset.
Little mad.
You guys would be mad too.
No, I would have been upset.
Yes.
I saved some guys on a roof this weekend.
What happened?
Well, it was so windy. They were across the street at my new neighbor, Kenny's. And
it's the first I'm hearing about Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny, he moved in late last year, so we like saw him, and then it got cold, so you don't see anybody for like 5 months.
Right.
We all hibernate. So,
but he's in the Euchre Club, right?
It was windy as hell here.
What did you say?
I said he's in the Euchre Club.
No, he's not. He's
maybe
a big Redskins fan. He'd be better friends with you than me.
Kenny and no, I listen, should start a Euchre Club.
The top middle window, there's a Redskins, I don't know, stained glass window.
Are you serious?
About
yes,
it,
that's
I'm serious.
Awesome.
Every day I leave, there
sounds
it is.
Sounds incredible.
Sounds beautiful.
So anyway, Kenny wasn't there, but I hear this, you know, it was windy as heck all weekend here.
Trees
and
down everywhere.
I just hear this crash, and I go, I don't think that was here at my place, whatever. I eventually looked across the street, and I see these two somewhat older gentlemen on Kenny's roof, and they're putting in the little screen guards, the little...
Oh, yes, on the gutter?
Gutter guards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. Gutter helmet.
Gutter helmet, sure. And... And I see the one guy looking over. He's kind of looking over to the other sides. And then I go, what's his problem? And then I finally focus on the ladder that's horizontal on the driveway.
Right.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, crap, I got to go save him.
So it looked like you had to get your...
I had basically the pants you wear every day.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Lounge pants on.
Right.
And put on the shoes and went over there, and obviously they were very thankful. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the old guy's like, man, I'm glad you came over. I didn't have to jump again.
Jump again?
Like, again, you've jumped...
He probably had braces on both knees. And
I was like, even he could have got down to the garage, which is like a one-story jump.
Sure. Oh,
but
okay.
Still.
Still? That's 10 feet,
I'm almost
43. Right?
I don't jump 10 feet.
Mm-mm. No. No. I've never been a good jumper. I've always been a nervous jumper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Always a nervous jumper. Because
add it to the list. Nervous jumper.
Nervous pooper. I'm a nervous pooper. Heights, I am scared of heights, but jumping makes me nervous. Like, I feel like, I tense up right before I hit the ground. And
you
I'll be like,
shouldn't have to. Don't be a hurdle.
I couldn't do hurdles. Nervous.
That's why you couldn't do the hurdles?
I'm serious.
Because you were jumping over the hurdle and you'd have to land.
I'd have to land. Maybe I'm a nervous lander. Not a nervous jumper. I'll jump. I'll jump the fuck out of anything.
If you didn't
I'm
have
a nervous
to,
lander.
If you didn't have to land, you'd be okay
if
with
I'd
jumping.
If I'd have to land, if I could just be in that free fall.
Oh, that's awesome. I think I did some good work here.
Was this
a fun podcast? Did we get around to fun?
Considering the conversation before the mics went on, this was amazing.
What happened before?
Oh, we'll fill you in when we go off.
We'll fill you in here. Okay. As soon as I play another. I don't know if I played this guy before, but I think I have. His name's Josh Rouse. I saw him at, what's the name of that place? The High Five.
The High Five. You like the High Five.
I like the High Five.
It's a good little place, right? Small.
This is from his, Josh's latest album. We'll play more Bob next week. BobSchneider.com. This is Josh Rouse. This is called New Young. It's about Neil Young. And shut up. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Good night, everybody.
For life in a small town. Now there's a few things I know. Getting rid of the downshift with my family. Say goodbye to rock and roll. Show me all the traps I'll take them. I've been drawing maps and making through them many times, playing shows. Thought about my ways and means, my father down in New Orleans, where to go. Show me all the traps, I'll take them. I've been drawing maps and making plans. Straight and I'll get turned around. Let's move out to the country.
last night, rolled out of bed and rubbed my eyes. I'll never be that good, you know. I'll never be that good, you know.